And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the Tony Awards reached a new cultural low earlier this week. Cole Escola became the first non-binary person to win Best Actor for his portrayal of Mary Todd Lincoln in a play he wrote himself. The one silver lining in all of it, however, is that he beat out George Clooney in that category, meaning Hollywood's favorite virtue signaler had to watch a man in a dress claim his trophy. Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, you've been keeping up, I trust, in the spat between herself and Riley Gaines. Well, after much backlash, Biles issued a rare public apology earlier this week after she initially attacked the former swimmer on social media over transgender athletes in women's sports. And as you might expect, Gaines, being the class act that she is, graciously accepted the apology. Now, the theological left continued its assault on scripture this week as Sojourners published an article asking, "Is God calling you to queerness?" The piece, which was written by a self-described agnostic by the name of Brandon Robertson, claims to be an authentic Christian is to be a queer. Listen to me, God's not calling anyone to queerness. He's calling us to holiness. Nearly 150 House Democrats this week voted against a bill banning non-citizens from voting in Washington, D.C. elections. The GOP-led measure passed anyway, 266 to 148, overturning the radical D.C. Council's 2022 decision allowing foreign nationals and illegals to participate in local elections. The Democratic immigration agenda became even more explicit when Congresswoman Maxine Waters visited riot-torn Los Angeles and declared that we should give citizenship to the very illegal aliens destroying the city. This week brought federal consequences for Democratic lawmakers who think they're above the law. Representative LaMonica McIver of New Jersey was indicted on 3 federal counts for forcibly interfering with ICE agents during a confrontation at Newark Detention Facility. Body cam footage shows McIver physically attacking federal officers as they attempted to arrest Newark's mayor, though she claims she was simply just doing her job. Yeah, I guess Democrats now consider obstructing federal law enforcement part of their congressional duties. And while Democrats obstruct immigration enforcement, other federal agents delivered heroic results. The FBI announced Operation Soteria Shield rescued over 100 children and arrested 244 child abusers in a coordinated enforcement operation across Texas. The operation involved more than 70 agencies and resulted in 368 total charges, 165 search warrants, and the seizure of 1,130 digital devices. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.